Right now, though, here's James with the news headlines.
Good morning, Fran. The major sporting codes are responding to claims about widespread drug use and match-fixing in Australian sport. In the NRL, auditors have been sent to review records of supplement use at Manly and Penrith. And the AFL has held an emergency meeting and outlined measures to stamp out corruption. Senator Nick Xenophon wants an immediate suspension of all sports betting until these issues have been comprehensively addressed. But Greens Senator Richard Di Natale told Fran he does not support a ban.
Well, I'm not sure that's the right way to go. I think this is going to be an ongoing battle. I mean, we are not going to reach a point in time where we can say we fixed the problem. This is an ongoing battle, both the issue of doping, the issue of match fixing and gambling and organised crime. And to know when we've actually reached a point where we can say it's successful and betting can now resume, we just don't know when that's going to be. Sports betting's here to stay. We're not, no one's suggesting a ban. I think Nick might be suggesting a ban in the short term, but no one's suggesting it's going to go altogether. So what we've got to do is make sure that we've got mechanisms that protect the integrity of sport.
Senator Di Natale. About 800 Pacific National coal haulage workers will walk off the job at midday for a 48-hour strike. And Japan has lodged a formal protest with Moscow over two Russian fighter jets allegedly intruding into its airspace near the northern island of Hokkaido. And that's the headlines, Fran.